AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Federal Aviation Administration is expected to release a list today on airports that are cutting their flights. The agency says it's reducing air traffic by 10% at these airports to maintain safety during the government shutdown. Detainees and protesters in the Chicago area are fighting immigration officials in court, alleging bad conditions and the use of excessive force.
A federal judge has ordered improvements at an immigration facility in Broadview, Illinois, near Chicago, after detainees sued. U.S. District Judge Robert Gettleman criticized the conditions as unnecessarily cruel.
The conditions at the Broadview ICE facility were unconstitutional, disgusting, and were unacceptable.
Alexa Van Brunt is with the MacArthur Justice Center. She spoke to reporters.
He has issued a TRO that has multiple provisions requiring the defendants to fix this condition immediately. People need to be held in places with actual beds and a mat, and they have to have sufficient places to sleep. They can't be sleeping by overflowing toilets anymore.
In another Chicago courtroom Wednesday, a deposition by senior Border Patrol official Greg Bovino was brought into evidence during a preliminary injunction in a lawsuit filed by plaintiffs who say agents in Broadview have been too forceful. Bovino defended the use of force by agents, including himself, accused of using pepper balls, tear gas, and other tactics against protesters and reporters. I'm Jennifer King.
In Mexico, the country's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, used her daily press briefing to say she'd pressed charges against a man who groped her. Video captured a man who appeared drunk touching the first woman president as she was speaking to people on a walk from Mexico's National Palace to the Education Ministry. She also called on states to scrutinize their laws and procedures to make it easier for women to report these assaults. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on a potential strike at Starbucks.
Starbucks' union members have voted to strike at U.S. stores next week unless the company finalizes a contract agreement. The strike would start on November 13th, which is the day Starbucks plans to distribute free, reusable red cups. Red Cup Day is usually one of the company's busiest days of the year. The union organizing baristas, Starbucks Workers United, didn't say how many stores would be impacted. But it said workers in at least 25 cities plan to strike and more locations could be added. The union has been organizing workers since about 2021, but hasn't agreed to a contract with the company. Around 550 of Starbucks's 10,000 company-operated U.S. stores are unionized. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
World shares are mixed after upbeat economic updates and earnings report boost Wall Street. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.